Hey, this is Mike from A Bunch of Jerks, and as Stabby said, we just ended up with the world premiere of our forthcoming single, The Dead. It gets officially released on Black Friday on Rumbar Records. I hope you dug that one. Before that was Stars, with a Z, and Subway Terror from their 1977 Capitol release, Violation. They never got as big as they should have, and so I've had the pleasure of turning a few people onto them over the years. Before Stars, we heard Albany's legendary horror garage punk band 1313 Mockingbird Lane and Digger Up, the first track from their 1990 LP, Have Hearse, Will Travel, which was recently reissued by Cacophony, or Cacophone, as some people say. As a point of trivia, the bassist, Robin Graves, is my cousin. Before that was a song by my favorite band, Girl School, and Little Green Men. That's on 21st anniversary, Not That Innocent, from Communique Records in 2002. Kelly Johnson, the greatest guitarist of all time, had left the band in 1984 but rejoined after a decade away, and this record's the only one she appeared on after her return. But she was pretty sick and left the band again, eventually passing away in 2007. And of course, the set started with Janie Jones before she was a Madame, a Jailbird, or a Clash song with the amazing Witch's Brew. Man, what I wouldn't give to have a whole album of her singing in the witch voice. Well, that's that. Thank you, Chris, for letting me have a little fun, play some music, and blather on like an idiot. Now back to the proper version of Strike the Box. Happy Halloween!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable, but I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it.
So awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to quiver and pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It's rising up now, and the crowd falls back.
This is Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and its ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my. Watch with glee while your kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the God they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I laid traps for troubadours. They reach Bombay. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh yeah. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my name. Oh yeah. Get down in it.
Ooh. Sometimes.
Help! The devil's in my car. Help! The devil's in my car. Help! down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no."
Mary, go back to bed. You know you're not supposed to be up and around.
Is the mother?
Rosemary.
Shut up.
Rosemary.
Shut up. You're in Dubrovnik. I don't hear you. What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy.
What I say.
ahead with us.
When I was a little kid, one of the scariest things that I remember was seeing the ad for The Exorcist and hearing tubular bells. I'd go hide when I'd hear it. I eventually saw the movie, probably the 80s, and it still scared the crap out of me. But we just finished up with some Hambone Skinny with Devil Done Took My Baby, which you can get off of Rumbar Records. Just check out Rumbar Records and some Hambone Skinny. Album was released, actually an EP, I think, released back in 2018. Again, you can find that off of Rumbar Records. We started things with some Sympathy for the Devil. The Rolling Stones off of Beggar's Banquet from 1968. Satan and Satan Roses with I'm a Devil. A real tough 45 to find. If you can find it, hold on to it because I think it can go for some good money. Released probably somewhere in the 60s. Off of Sable Records. Not a lot of information out on it, but like I said, if you can get that 45, hold on to it. B-52s with Devil in My Car off the Wild Planet LP from 1980. And some Charlie Daniels Band with The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Hey, we play anything and everything on Strike the Box, especially in this little devil set that we had. Released back in 1979 from the album Million Mile Reflections. And as I said, we finished up with some Hambone Skinny. I think I got another movie that scared the crap out of me when I was younger, coming up in the next block.
I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford.
Come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from outer space. starring the most frightmarish cast ever. Bela Lugosi, the seductive vampira, and Tor Johnson as the walking dead.
Turn off your electro gun! No! No! Stop him, Dennis!
I can't get it, it's jammed!
Stop him, you fool!
Bullets bounce off their bodies. Rockets, missiles, jets cannot stop their death ships. What earthly power can stop this terror?
Jumped out and they lined up two by two, and then they started strolling to the St. Louis Blues. The heart began to rock, said Tequila the leader, take me to this cat they call the Purple People Eater. Zombies were shouting, they hit the heather, rock or die. Well, as short blue's eyes were shining, two skeletons were wailing. The wet immortal man, well, this rock and roll ain't dead.
Rob a zombie, rob a zombie, rob a zombie.
The earth began to tremble, pink guitars made the sound. Raunchy Man and Rembrandt, they were rocking all around.
Listen to me. thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat. You're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-loop-a-loom-bam-boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon-toed, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
What happened to the world I knew? The things I like to do are now all taboo. We once had fun lying in the sun with no sunlight on. But those days are gone. Drinking alcohol. Now everyone looks
Now, I know I said at the end of the last set that I was going to play probably a clip of another movie that scared me. Well, I haven't in this one. It's going to be a little later on because, let's face it, Plan 9 from Outer Space and the Astro Zombies aren't that scary. Although, you could say the Plan 9 from Outer Space is scary in that it's so bad. But, that being said, we just finished up with some Muck in the Myers with 6 O'Clock Baby. That comes off their LP, Take Me Back to Planet Earth, which you can get at Rumbar Records. And I believe that the record was recorded at in Somerville. Q something. It's a recording studio in Somerville. I can't remember the exact name of it, but I know it's on Highland Ave. I know that. We started things out with some 4019s with their version of I Walked with a Zombie on their rebooted LP from 2016. Originally a Rocky Erickson song. I think I'll be playing Rocky Erickson later on in the show today. Billy Taylor and the Teardrops with Wombie Zombie, 45 off of Felco. The only other things I can tell you, it's Jimmy Fields and Paul Morgan share the writing credits. What year? I don't know. I was trying to look it up. It's on some compilations. I just couldn't find much more information. M.R. Baseman and the Cymbals. Some people say it's Mr. Baseman and the Cymbals, but if you look at the label, it says M.R. Baseman and the Cymbals with Do the Zombie from 1963. That's also on some compilations that I have for Halloween. Sheb Woolley with the Purple People Eater from 1958. Made it to number one in the Billboard charts, and believe it or not, that song almost didn't come out. When MGM listened to it at first, they didn't like it, and somehow or another an acetate wound up in the New York office of MGM Records, and they noticed that a lot of the young kids would listen to it during lunch. So they said, maybe we do have something here. And lo and behold, they released it, and it went to number one. Hopefully you're enjoying this year's Halloween show. We got a lot more music to play, so let me get off the air here and back to the music. I'm Chris, this is
Straight the Box.
We'll be right back. space. No one can hear you scream. Alien, rated R, from 20th Century Fox.
Thank you.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. A widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims.
Thank you.
When the moon arises in the western sky and the vampires are out on the sly, at times they have trouble finding necks to bite. That's why I concocted